I'm going to start off with a little survey question for you. When you go to sleep at night, do you prefer a night light or total darkness? Night light. Who needs a night light to go to sleep? Okay, a few, and some are pointing to others. Who likes total darkness? Wow, I had no idea. Jan and I have been married 42 years, and up until about 6 months ago, we always had a night light in the kitchen. Usually the light above the stove and such was just enough to illuminate some of the house. You get up, go to the bathroom, and you could see a faint light in the hallway. And of course, it would fade into the bedroom just a little bit. But it always seemed plenty dark. A few months ago, and I don't know how it happened, but Jan says, shut the bedroom door. I don't want that light from the kitchen coming into the bedroom. So she has turned down the thermostat even more, and then total darkness. I know what a mole feels like now. But here's something that happened while we were on vacation. We were at this staying at this place, and of course, we shut the bedroom door so that the light from where in the living room, where like the street light or whatever would come in, didn't want any of that light coming into the bedroom. So the bedroom's all nice and dark. We're all just about to get to sleep, and all of a sudden, I hear her pop up and say, "Where's that light coming from?" And I'm thinking, I don't know of any light. And then I realized there was the alarm clock on my side of the bed, the letters, the numbers were just enough light that it was too bright for her to have those. So what do I do in the dark, what I thought was dark, reach over to, I'm just going to flip the radio alarm thing over so that the numbers were facing the dresser, the nightstand. And as I reached over to do that, I must have hit buttons. Next thing you know, the radio's blaring. And I fiddled and fiddled. And finally, I think I ended up unplugging it to get the thing to stop. It seems like darkness is great for sleep life. But I can tell you this, darkness is not great for our spiritual life. And it's no laughing matter there. Darkness. When I was a kid, I watched TV westerns all the time. As many as were on, I would watch. And back then, in the 50s, 60s, and such like that, it was really easy to tell who the bad guys were because they wore a dark hat, they wore dark clothes, and guess what kind of horse they were on? A darker horse. Yeah. The Bible points out that sin is like darkness. And even some of the songs we sang today, you may not have even caught it, but I was catching it because I knew what was coming. And there is darkness. We just talked about a young man, 19 years old, who sees only darkness in his life. Well, let me just throw out some words that contrast the opposites of light and dark. Of course, I already mentioned the TV westerns, the good guy versus the bad guy. Jesus versus Satan, good versus evil, obedient versus disobedient, fellowship versus estrangement, free versus prisoner, and one last one, clean versus dirty. The message today is Jesus is light. Jesus is light. There's a little song that we have sung different times, and you'll recognize this as soon as I start it, but it's called, it says, God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, He's so good to me. Now I'm going to add a verse. Jesus is light, Jesus is light, Jesus is light, He is light, He is light to me. This is going to be the first of what we're going to study in 1 John. In fact, it's 1 John chapter 1, 5 through 10 that we're going to be going through today. And the thing we're going to focus on today is that Jesus is light. I'm going to add two other phrases to that song, God is so good, as we get to the next 2 weeks. That's going to help us remember these three things that John tells us about Jesus. And today it's Jesus' light. 1 John chapter 1, starting with verse 5, says this. This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. And here it is. God is light. And if that isn't good enough, John goes on to say, and there is no darkness in him at all. You see, God is light. He is the purest of light. Sometimes when we think of purity, we think of a commercial that was on TV back when those TV westerns I was watching were on, probably, Ivory Soap. And Ivory Soap was famous for saying that their soap was 99 and 44 one hundredths pure. There must have been something that was not so pure in it, just a little tiny bit. But with God, everything is 100% pure light. Verse 6 says, so we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. In fact, we're lying, is what I would add to that. Verse 6 is, so if we are lying if we say. You know, there's one thing that we can do as Christians, we can talk. And then it goes on to say, we have no fellowship with God if we go on living. And what's that? That's the walk. You see, what we need to do is make sure our talk of being in the light matches our walk with being in the light. And that's where other people will watch Christians and call us hypocrites when the walk and the talk don't match. Verse 7 goes on to say this. It says, but if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, catch this with what we've been singing, cleanses us from all sin. Washed away, washed away. It's all washed away. Everything is washed away. How? Because I came to church? No. Because I gave money into the offering? No. Because I've been a good boy today? No. It's because the blood of Jesus is what cleanses us from all sin. And verse 8 says this, if we claim we have no sin, we are only fooling ourselves and not living in the truth. We're refusing to accept the truth. Now, this verse isn't telling us that, well, we have no sin, well, then we just ought to sin all the time. It's not saying that at all. In fact, with God's help, we cannot sin. We can avoid sin, but we won't be perfect on this side of eternity. It's only Ira that's perfect today. Even the other day, he was not perfect, as good of a man as he was. And yet God has perfected him 100% now that he's with him. Verse 9, but. So verse 8 says, if we claim we have no sin, we're fooling ourselves. And then 9 says, but if we confess. Here's how we get the process started of getting clean. We confess our sins to him, and then he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. It doesn't say that he might consider it. See, that's the good news. No matter what sin we're confessing, he doesn't say, now wait a minute, let me check my book here to see where that ranks. This may take a little longer to forgive. This may take a little extra cleaning before you're forgiven. No. If we're a liar, if we're a cheat, if we steal, if we gossip, if we worry too much, if we hate somebody. It's the same as if we murder. Sin is sin in God's eyes. But if we confess it to Him, He's faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us, and catch this, what the Bible says, from all wickedness. He doesn't just clean up the spot that you're confessing. It seems like He cleans it all up, all wickedness. And then the last verse today, if we claim we have not sinned, we are calling God a liar and showing that His word has no place in our hearts. In other places of the Bible, it tells us that we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, whether you grew up in church, didn't grow up in church, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So let's never claim that we're sinless. Let's claim that our sins have been forgiven and that God has cleansed us from our sin. Going back to verse 7, let me read this again. But if we are living in the light, as God is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. And here's the part. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. I have a question to ask. Are you washed in that blood? Are you washed in that blood? You remember the commercial? This was back in the 80s, I believe. It was from Visine, you know, the eye drop people. And back then, their whole slogan was, Visine gets the red out. Because if you had bloodshot eyes for whatever reason, you could drop some Visine in there and the red is gone. At least that's the way the commercial described it. Well, the Bible says something similar. The Bible says in what we just read in verse 7, Jesus' red blood gets the sin out. And it's as easy as putting the eye drops in. In fact, before we all leave today, we can be the cleanest church in the community, in the county, in the state, and beyond, if we'll all ask and do something I'll say in just a minute. There's a hymn, I mentioned earlier that there's a hymn that's very similar to this new worship song, but it's been around for years, and it's called Are You Washed? And it goes like this. It says, are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? If you know that, sing with me. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? You see, we all need that washing. And there's two washings I'm going to conclude with to ask, have you been washed? Have I been washed? This is for all of us. And the first washing is the initial washing of salvation. You see, we all need to come to Jesus sometime in our life before we take that last breath and have confessed our sins, because it says we should do that. And then Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us from all wickedness. Have you done that? Have you asked Jesus to be your Lord and Savior? When we conclude here, I'm going to give you the chance to do that right there at your seat. You don't have to come up front. If you want, what you should do is, if you have never ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, then next week or the week after, or even today, you should tell us, confess that you have done that. That's what the Bible tells us to do. If we'll confess Him before men, He'll confess us before His Father. Have you done that initial cleansing? And He'll clean you from head to toe today. But there's another cleansing that we need to do, and we need to do this on a regular basis. And that is to ask God to forgive us of the sins we commit every day. Because I don't know about you, but just being in the world, just waking up, just getting out of bed, I have a tendency to do something, think something that's outside of God's will. Sometimes it's something I do that I shouldn't do or think that I shouldn't think. But other times it's God's told me to do something and I don't do it. Something good. So it's anything that's outside of his will. So as we conclude, and I don't know if you have a song picked out to just play softly. I think what we'll do today is we won't even sing, but we'll just have some music playing softly so that as I pray at the end here with you and have you pray as well, you can be asking God for one of these two cleansings, the initial cleansing of salvation, being born again, if you've never done that, or just to be, just get your daily bath in the blood of Jesus Christ. It's kind of as if he does spot removing sometimes. Because there are places in our mind, places in our actions, places in our thoughts that he just needs to clean up. Which cleansing do you need to ask for today? Lord, I pray with my brothers and sisters here that if there's one person that's never asked you to be their Lord and Savior, that's never confessed their sin and said, Lord, I need you in my life and I want to serve you the rest of my life, may they pray something like this. God, I know I'm a sinner. And I just heard in the Bible that if I will confess, you will forgive, and you'll cleanse me from all wickedness. I want to do that today in this very moment. And I thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Others of us might be saying, Lord, it's a rough world that we're in, and sometimes I watch the news, or I talk to people, or I do my job, or I'm driving in traffic, I'm standing in line at the grocery store, and for whatever reason, I just have, I don't have good thoughts. Father, I might have an addiction that I just can't seem to get over. Lord, I just, that relationship with that person just doesn't seem like I'm loving them the way you would ask me to. Whatever it is, Lord, today, I need your daily cleansing. And I'm asking you to shine the light on those places where my life has darkness. And as you bring it into the light, you clean it up. And Lord, I'll be back tomorrow asking for another bath. May we all go this morning away cleaner than we've been in our whole life. And then may God keep us clean the rest of our life. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.